Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to third. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Metzler. Combs tags and scores. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to second. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCurdy for the out. Barrett moves to third. Kahm moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pip Gris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kahm strikes out. There goes Barrett. The throw from Grabowski to Koenig, and Barrett is out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Musel reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to third for the out. Grabowski moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kernick takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Kernick moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Kernick moves to third. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kernick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to third for the out. Grabowski moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Pipgras moves to second. It's 6-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. Pipgras moves to third. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Gehrig is out for the double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. Cecil moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grabowski moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Combs moves to third. It's 7-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ruth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.